Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Also going to celebrate this week the Feast of Pentecost. We just celebrated this past Sunday. We've come through Easter all the way up through the ascension of our Lord. He rose from the dead in Easter. He took his seat upon the throne at the right hand of the Father in the ascension when he took us with him to heaven. It's essentially what St. Paul describes it as. And he took on human flesh, the miracle of the incarnation. When the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus took on human flesh. And his mission to save the human race and to bring the human race back into full relationship with God the Father in heaven began. And through his cross, through his death, he put away sin. Scripture is so clear, the teaching of the church is so clear, right? That he put away sin, he put away your sin and my sin if we're united to him and united to his sacrifice on the cross through baptism. So baptism is possible, and it's very much connected to the Feast of Pentecost, because that's when Peter preached it really for the first time under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But when Jesus took his seat upon the throne at the right hand of the Father, he could then, as Peter will tell us, now having been fully glorified, having returned home to the Father in complete victory, having destroyed the principalities and powers of darkness and broke the back of Satan, disarmed him, and broke the power of the reign of sin over the human heart for all those who say yes to Jesus and receive his kingship, his lordship, his power. That's expressed through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Pope Benedict XVI described Pentecost as the crowning moment of Jesus' whole mission. In one way, his entire purpose for coming and everything he did, everything he preached, all the signs and wonders he worked, his great passion and death, his rising from the dead, his ascension to the right hand of the Father, all of it was leading to this moment. So Jesus at the right hand of the Father could give to us what belongs to him. And that is in his person, he was the firstborn of a new creation, of what the Father had planned to bring about and restore the human race begins, and its source is in the person of Jesus. Jesus took on human flesh so he could become, Scripture calls him, the second Adam. The first Adam was a living being. The second Adam, St. Paul will say, is a life-giving spirit. The Catechism speaks very powerfully and beautifully about the relationship between Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the fact that Jesus was the Messiah, which means the anointed one. He is anointed, fully bathed, clothed, immersed, empowered, united perfectly to the Holy Spirit in his person. Here's what paragraph 690 describes this way. It says, Jesus is Christ, anointed, because the Spirit is his anointing. And everything that occurs from the incarnation, from that point on, when Jesus is conceived in the womb of Mary, the work of the Holy Spirit guides Jesus through his entire mission right up through Pentecost. When Christ is finally glorified at his ascension, he can in turn, the Catechism says, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. He communicates his glory to them, that is, the Holy Spirit who glorifies him. From that time on, this joint mission of the Spirit and of Christ will be manifested in the children adopted by the Father in the body of his Son. The mission of the Spirit of adoption is to unite them to Christ and make them live in him. To unite all those who are adopted by the Father through Jesus in baptism, adoption happens where we're alienated from God, we're strangers, we're in a place of, St. Paul says, living without hope in the world. Because we have no access to life beyond death. We have no access to the life of God because we're under the dominion and the reign of sin. And the Catechism speaks so beautifully here. He says that the anointing that is in Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And in the person of Jesus, and why this is so important to understand, is that God's saving plan includes, at its fundamental core, is uniting heaven and earth in a person in Jesus. He took on earthly flesh, but he's the divine Son of God. And the Spirit of God is upon him. And so in his person, this second Adam, Jesus, is now the new thing that God is doing for the salvation of the world. He's the new person, you could say. He's the fulfilled humanity in himself, because he bears now in his being the Holy Spirit in his person. And it's the power of the Holy Spirit that leads his entire mission, guides his entire life, raises him from the dead, exalts him at the right hand of the Father. And it's that Holy Spirit that the Father tells the Son when he returns and sits at his right hand. And the Father invites Jesus to take his seat upon the throne, to inherit the full authority of God, and to exercise that authority and to be the source of salvation for all the world. And Jesus, from that place of absolute authority, which he claimed, that total authority, Peter will tell us he'll pour out the Holy Spirit that is united to him. So the whole mission of the church, Jesus' whole mission, is a communion in mission with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In a particular, it's the Holy Spirit that guides, empowers Jesus' mission. And it's through the Holy Spirit that Jesus brings new life to a dying race of people. It's so beautiful. The Catechism is just so clear. Here's what the Catechism says about the day of Pentecost itself. Paragraph 731, on the day of Pentecost, when the 7 weeks of Easter had come to an end, Christ's Passover is fulfilled in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, manifested, given, and communicated as a divine person of his fullness. Christ the Lord pours out the Spirit in abundance. It's the fundamental teaching of the church, the dynamic. Why did Jesus take on human flesh? Why did he live the life he lived? Why did he go to the cross? Why was he raised? Why is he now at the right hand of the Father? It was the Father's plan to exalt his Son, and through his Son to save, again, a dying race of people, and bringing us from death to life through making it possible for us to share in his transition and his conquering of death and entering into a whole new life and a whole new way of being in the power of the Holy Spirit. Existence for the human race beyond death, that's destined to be a life in union with God the Father and sharing in Jesus' life and his full inheritance, which is why the Catechism talks about an adoption, right? Jesus is the Son of God, the unique Son of the Father, and we are baptized into Jesus because of what happened on Calvary and through his ascension and on the day of Pentecost. We have the opportunity now to be plunged into and share the anointing that belongs to Jesus, and that anointing is the Holy Spirit sent to guide us, each and every one of us. This is really the center of Christianity, friends. It really is the center of what the church is bringing to the entire world through her preaching, through her sacraments, through her life. And this is why the devil attacks the church so intensely, because this is the only obstacle to his kingdom, to his rule, to his dominion. It's the power of Jesus Christ, our King, who's conquered it all and disarmed it all. So when a human being is united to Jesus, who destroyed the power of death, now there's a new power at work in us. It's the same Spirit that guided and empowered and lived in Jesus through that process and raised him from the dead. That Spirit is now alive in all those who are baptized into Jesus, which is the best news possible. It's the greatest gift we could ever have. It's the greatest gift for all who are baptized. It's the greatest gift which you already possess right now. And that's why Paul will ask the question, don't you know? Don't you know that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit? That God dwells in you. God has made his home in you as in a temple. And it's all because of what Jesus has done. It's all because of Pentecost and the ministry and the mission of the church that unites us to this dynamic life. It's just the best news possible. Paragraph 732, on that day, the Holy Spirit is fully revealed. Since that day, the kingdom announced by Christ has been open to those who believe in him. In the humility of the flesh and in faith, they already share in the communion of the Holy Trinity. By his coming, which never ceases, The Holy Spirit causes the world to enter into the last days, the time of the church, the kingdom already inherited, though not yet consummated. So what is the church saying? What's the catechism communicating to us? The Holy Trinity, the very nature of God, is revealed to us in this saving action of God. It's a work of the Father who sends forth the Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die but would have everlasting life. This all originates in the heart of a loving Father. And Jesus' goal was to make it possible for each one of us to know the Father the way Jesus knows the Father, to know his love, his mercy, his kindness, his power, his majesty, his goodness, and for us to know the Creator of the universe as a Father who wants us to call him Father. So Jesus becomes one of us to make that possible, so that the human race could now have a relationship with God the Father. And it's the Spirit and the Son together who get the job done. And it's being united to Jesus and the Holy Spirit through baptism that we then are adopted and we share in this life, which means we share in the life of Jesus, we share in the power of Christ. We have a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life. We share in his mission, we share in his relationship to the Father, and we share in his destiny. We have his identity as children of God through baptism. And so we walk in his footsteps and we become little Christ. We bear his image and he gives us now a way to satisfy, friends, the deepest desire in each one of our hearts. Your heart and mine. We were made for so much more than life here on earth. If you listen to your own heart and its longings and its deepest desires and the internal struggles and the feelings of alienation or incompleteness, no matter what gets accomplished here, even the best moments, as wonderful as they are, they're fleeting. But those best moments of kind of authenticity and integration and sense of health and peace and well-being that comes in the footsteps of following Christ that one can taste in this life, it's pointing toward the absolute fulfillment that belongs to Jesus Christ as Son of God. And that's what he's sharing with each one of us. He's sharing with us the life that belongs to him, and it comes to us in this grace of Pentecost. What I'd like to do the rest of this week is kind of open up the preaching of Peter and the apostles and on the implications of what Pentecost can mean for us right now, and to share some of my own story and other stories of how this recent popes have talked about the grace of a new Pentecost that the Holy Spirit is giving to the life of the church, even in the midst of its trial. Part of its trial right now really is a grace of the Holy Spirit, bringing the church to purification, to repentance. It's a loving, redemptive discipline that's coming upon her precisely so that each one of us can be awakened to the miracle and the amazing gift that we've been given in Pentecost. I hope you can join me. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks very candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. It's an inspiring booklet I think you will be encouraged and strengthened by. And if you'd like it, you could call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE, or you can subscribe to our podcast.